Hello, Beauty News family. It is time for Beauty News updates. This is the 27th of May edition, and we are filming this for the second time because we didn't have the mic on. Let's get into it. Starting with...
Need to be more professional. Yeah, we get it. We get it. All right, cool. Starting with some bad news for Australians.
Yeah.
They, as of 1st of July, they are implementing tax on international orders.
Yes.
So a 10% tax, GST. We've been sort of skirting around that for quite a while because people have been ordering online and not paying the taxes, and they are trying to...
Implement it. They want the tax.
They want the fucking tax. Now, it is a sad day for Australians. Mm. So if you're ordering anything under $1,000, you're going to have to pay GST on it.
10%.
But yep. Also what...
Oh, also on the shipping.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently.
Because it's a service.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck you. Yeah. Also, so they're saying like under $1,000, and people might go, oh, maybe I'll save up and spend over $1,000.
No, don't do that.
No.
You'll be charged commercial tax.
Yeah, so yeah. That's always been, if you order over $1,000, they might take it at customs and assess whether it needs, if it's a commercial quantity, and then you have to pay more tax. So we're getting fucked up right up the ass.
Yeah.
So thanks for that, Australian government. But the sad thing about it as well is that it's going to mean that a lot of international websites aren't going to ship to Australia anymore because the way they're implementing this, they're not holding it at customs and making you pay the tax once it arrives. They're going to make the... Well, it's, from what I heard, they propose they're going to make the websites charge the tax, which means the websites are going to have to hold the tax and then submit it with like a BAS statement at the end of the financial year.
To the Australian government.
And I feel like a lot of international websites... It is just so much easier not to ship to Australia. Mm. So, we're in for... I'm going to have to place an ASOS order before this happens. Ship.
It's so annoying.
It's so annoying.
That fucking hardly normal guy fucking suggested this, wasn't it? It was a Harvey Norman.
I don't know.
I think it might have been. Or it was one of the big, electronic guys who started up his own fucking, fuck you.
Yeah.
In the words of Jane from the group, bloody fucking hell, shit, damn.
I love that. Yeah. That sums it up in 5 words. Thank you, Jane. You are a champion.
So to whoever it actually was who suggested this and all the big companies that fucking pushed it in Australia and the Australian government, bloody fucking hell, shit, damn to you too.
Yeah, but they pushed it because it means that people are now going to have to buy... from shitty Australian sites.
Yep.
So, fuck. Anyway.
Bloody fucking hell, shit, damn.
Pretty much. All right, next thing is we've got a couple of things from Beauty Blender. This is actually new news, but it's a pretty slow news. We want to get this out of the way.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a sneak peek for a new colour of a Beauty Blender, and everyone saw that it was this particular actress. Her name is Madeline something. I did my research. I forgot it. And I don't care. But a lot of people love her. They love her, I found out. I think she's from Riverdale.
Okay,
The show. I don't fucking know. I don't watch it. But when this was shown, I regrammed this on our Instagram page. And everyone was just red. She's known for red. It has to be red. She's got red hair. She wears a lot of red. Red. And then all of a sudden it's blue. So I thought that was really funny. It was like they were trolling. Fuck, it made me laugh.
Oh, I love it.
I love it. But then the second colour that was suggested was blue because something about Riverdale.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Uniforms or something. I'm not sure.
I knew it wouldn't be red because they had the red carpet one, which was red.
Yeah.
Look, I really like the colour of this.
I think it's great as well. Yeah. And a lot of people are saying, what's the point of bringing out new colours? It's just about choice.
Yeah.
If I got to choose between this gorgeous blue and pink, I would choose this gorgeous blue every single,
day of the week. Colour.
No. But this one's called Sapphire, and it's limited edition, and it's currently available.
They should have called it Ruby. It would have been funnier.
They should have called it Red. It's fucking red.
But they should have called it It's Fucking Red.
But it also made me laugh because someone in the group put it, the black and white photo through the colorizer app, but it showed it as being red. Fuck, they're trolling. I loved it. Maybe they're just holding up an old red one. Just
I reckon so for they people probably who, were.
Yeah, just so they, if good. Anyone put it through a colorizer app, yeah. Funny. Good. Funny. I liked it.
I like it too. I like it.
All right. Update on their Insta cleanse, Insta clean?
Insta clean, I think it is.
Product that we talked about on Friday. Someone, it was Melissa in the group, was so nice at posting the ingredients for us.
Excellent.
So I did look for these when I was editing that episode because we talked about it, like, is it waterless? What the fuck? Is it going to be, does it have alcohol? Is it going to be, no, we didn't know it wasn't going to have alcohol, but is there any antibacterial stuff in it? And they didn't have the ingredients on the website, but she found it on the Sephora app.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the three ingredients.
So there's isodota di-
She got it right the first time.
I got it right the first time.
Oh, shit.
Isododecane, I think that's how you say it, and cyclopentasiloxane, and then fucking lavender oil.
Yeah.
So the first one, isododecane, we're calling that the dodo one.
The dodo.
The dodo is a solvent. Yeah. It's used in a lot of cosmetics for different reasons, but that's going to be the ingredient that manages to break down the makeup.
Yeah.
The cyclopentasiloxane.
So this ingredient is a silicon, and it does a few things. So it can either be used as a lubricant or a solvent, and it also makes the product easily spreadable. So we don't know if it just, you know, makes the products mix together properly.
Yeah.
But it can also give a slippery kind of feel. It can sort of give a temporary plump look to the skin, but it also is a mild water repellent. So it's a silicon that does a bunch of stuff. We're not too sure what its purpose is in this instance.
And the lavender oil is just there to piss people off.
It's there to irritate the skin and make it smell like shit. So... yeah, it is.
I can't get behind this. I can't. Like, I didn't really like it the first time I saw the product because I was like, that's pretty dirty. And I like it even less now.
All right, then we've got an update on, we saw this Becca Cosmetics palette sneak peeked. It was accidentally put up on a website and then taken down straight away. Yeah. But now we've seen that it's been released.
Yeah.
So it is the Be A Light face palette from Becca, $44 each. Mm. There's a light, medium, and a medium deep, I think. And this is very different from what Becca has previously released.
Mm.
So there's no highlighters in here, guys. What the
fuck?
But what this is, so you can see that there's a brighten and blur. They're the big pans.
Mm.
And then a blush and a bronze for the small pans. Now, a lot of people are wondering why is there a big highlighter in a pan, and you compare it to the blush and the bronzer. It doesn't make much sense. We are thinking that these might be face powders.
Yeah.
So a blur, for example, you put all over your face, it helps blur the pores. And then the brighten, you might, you know, put under your eyes, set your under eye concealer, and they might be more like a hourglass ambient lighting powder type product.
I reckon that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, I reckon that's what it's going to be as well. So, you know, this is an interesting move. I would like to see these maybe without the blush and the bronzer, or just individual pans.
I reckon if they'd put like an extra one of those face powders in there, people would have been screaming ambient lighting powder.
That's
like
true.
That's why they've put in what really does appear. Like, okay, the blush, I don't mind it being that small because you only need such a small amount of blush. And they do look marbled like the ambient lighting ones as well.
Yeah, they've gone into the baked formula.
The bronzer, I would always expect that to be bigger because you use bronzer in a very large area on the face, whereas blush is just, you know.
Yeah.
I
think brighten and a blush and a blur, or a brighten, bronze, blur, or brighten, or blur, blush, bronzer in the big pans would have been better. These do look like they're harder to access. And bronzer blushes, I don't know about you, but I use a massive bronzer brush.
So do I.
A brush. So this would be picking up the blush accidentally.
Yeah.
But I do feel like they split it just because it looked too much like... Like, they probably did market research and everyone's like, oh, new thing from Hourglass.
Yeah.
And they're like, damn. So, but that's out if you wanted to check it out if you're in the US.
All right. We've finally seen the ColourPop Wilson Gabrielle pack. It is currently up on the ColourPop website for $73 US, and it has a value of, I think, 80 or 81 US dollars, something like that. Now, inside you have three of their liquid lip products. There's an ultra glossy lip, an ultra satin, and an ultra matte. They all seem to appear to be the same color when they're on the lips. There's two 4-pan eyeshadow palettes, which are very brown. You've got
nude, yeah.
Yeah, one that appears potentially a little bit warmer, while the other one's maybe a bit cooler. There's a Super Shock cheek and a Super Shock eyeshadow in there. There is one of their gel pencil liner things and three eyeshadow brushes.
Yeah.
And I'm falling asleep just looking at these.
Not only am I falling asleep, but it angers me a little bit that this pack is $73 US and the value is only roughly a saving of 10% if you bought them all individually. Now, that's not enough of a saving if you're spending that much money, in my opinion. I feel like if you're spending that much money, you should be getting $80 worth of products for $50, $40. To make this worthwhile, because you are giving up your options of going, I'm going to customize my own eyeshadow palettes that work for me. Yep. I want a red matte, but I want a nude gloss, etc., etc. And if you're only saving 10%, $7 or $8, this is makes no fucking sense.
I know. And I don't get this.
The only way that I feel like that they have justified the price, well, not justified the price, because there's no justification for the price. But I feel like they had to inflate the price because they are paying the influencers. It's also somehow in collaboration with the Palms Casino.
I know.
I don't get it. It's a real sellout move. It's not inspired. I don't like it. And I think this must have been either ColourPop losing a bet or someone called in a favor.
Actually, you know what?
I lost a bet at the casino.
I wonder if that's what it was. That it actually looked like I would, if I was speaking to the ColourPop founder and they said, yeah, I did, I fucking lost a bet with the
Palms, like, the Palms owner or, and their nieces wanted to do a collab.
Like I'd be like, all right. I get it. I feel sorry for you. Let me buy you a drink.
Make 20 of these packs, put them up, hope someone will buy them. And if they don't, put them on sale. But it makes no sense because generally you can get good sales at ColourPop that you get like 20% off. You know, they brought, like, especially this month, which is their birthday month.
Yeah.
They were having the buy one, get one free for a lot of things. So it makes no sense only saving 10% on this massive pack, which... they're so generic that if you've bought much from ColourPop, you've got that Super Shock Shadow or one very similar. You've got that highlighter.
I think so... another thing that annoys me about it, and this really stands out to me with the lip products and the two eyeshadow palettes, you're essentially buying a lot of the exact same thing. So you've got like four sort of mid-tone brown eyeshadows and then four lighter eyeshadows, all that look pretty much exactly the same except the gold one.
Yeah.
And then three of almost the exact same lip color product with different finishes. Like,
this would be a good kit for a beginner.
That's what I think.
But not at $73.
But this is not beginner beauty news. This is fucking
advanced shit.
Advanced shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look.
Don't like it.
ColourPop, we'll just wait for your next thing, all right?
Yeah. All right, then we've got Swatches of the Diviner or Divina Cosmetics Harmony Collection in Pink Icing. So this has been released, and we did talk about it last week, but you can see the swatches here. There's a black, there's a couple of purples, a couple of mauve colours, pinks, a beautiful shimmery red, and some lighter shimmery shades as well as two highlighters.
Mm-hmm.
This might interest a lot of people, and I like where they're going. Like, they're going for that coloured, sort of getting into the cooler tone. One thing that I'm always confused about, though, when brands make the matte's a particular shade and then the shimmer's a completely different shade.
Yeah.
Because even though you can go with something like Mina or Jocks and you can put those with, you know, some of the other shades, there's so many matte purples and only shimmery pinks.
And also, like, I feel like, you know, putting together those sorts of matte purples, like the mid-tones that are very vibrant and bright, with pinks or reds or whatever, it can be done, but I feel like it only really looks good in an artistic manner. So when you're doing like really crazy eye stuff.
Yeah.
But if you're just like, today I want to use Remy in the crease and Janae on the lid, and you want to do it nice and quick and just blend it out and smack it on.
It's not quick. But also...
you're going to have to like work to make it work.
But also, if you take the bright purple kind of mattes... The pinks creates a very similar look each time.
It does, yeah.
And then if you want to mute it with some of the muted purples and you go some of the muted pinks, once again, it's just variation of the same look.
And this is why I actually started getting really sick of eyeshadow palettes towards the end of last year, because, and it was that fucking Urban Decay Heat palette, Naked Heat. I was like, it does not matter what I use.
The end looks the same. I agree.
It looks exactly the same. So... I do feel like palettes like this, while the colours are really pretty, like we're not, you know, no shade to that, I do feel like these colours just on their own are going to be limiting. But if you're buying it as a bundle to add to the rest of your Divina Cosmetics, Divina, one day we'll get it right.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, buying it to add to the rest of your collection, fine.
It makes a lot more sense.
It does make a lot more sense.
But just this bundle on its own, like I would have loved to have seen a matte dark red, a purple shimmer, you know, so you could actually start like...
Yeah, doing different
looks.
Stuff.
But,
yeah.
You know, if this speaks to you...
Yeah, I think the fact that they're sold as a bundle and not as like a palette that you can't like depot, it makes it a little bit... more easy to accept because you can, you know,
incorporate it,
you can stick them in your own palettes and shuffle them around as you please. But if like Urban Decay brought something like this out in one of their fucking naked palettes, I would poo on it.
There we go, you heard it here first. Hayley would poo on an Urban Decay palette if it looked like that.
Urban Decay has never sent any PR.
No, exactly right. But I like where it's going, and I like the inspiration. Just for me, it sort of missed the shimmer and matte ratio mark.
Yeah,
if that makes sense. Okay, the next thing that we have finally seen, we've seen a sneak peek for the Lemonade palette from Dominique Cosmetics since last year, I think it was.
Yeah.
It is coming out in June, but we have seen what's inside. Now, there's a mix of 10 mattes and shimmers, not 10 mattes and shimmers.
Yeah.
10 eyeshadows with a mix of shimmers and mattes. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, their response was either yawn or where the fuck is the lemonade inspiration here? Now, I kind of get that, but I also kind of see the lemonade inspiration here. Firstly, the packaging is light yellows and pinks, and you see that in the palette, but also you've got lemon soda, which is a lemonade color. You've got pink lemonade, which would be a pink with I guess a gold or a
I would think so,
or a yellow shift to it. Mango is a deep like lemon rind color, so I do see it. I wouldn't discredit it just because the name wasn't what I was expecting, but I think, look, this palette doesn't really speak to me. But it does look very nice with her last palette, which was more like warm nudes.
Yeah.
It sort of works well with it. There are some shades in here that I personally do like the look of, but these are not the colours that I reach for on a daily basis.
No.
I don't really want a cucumber with sweet tea. Like, it's just not for me. But, it's
some people
at least
are
it's a bit different.
I'll give it that.
Yeah.
It's a bit different. Fasali have two new Jelly Beam highlighter shades, which we did talk about, I don't know, weeks ago, and then promptly forgot about because it's boring.
Yeah.
One's pink, one's gold.
Cool.
Yay,
hooray.
Give Me Glow Cosmetics. We talked about these quite a while ago as well. These are the Mini Nudes Liquid Lipstick Sets. So they come in sets of four. There's like a nude set, a red set, there is the best seller. So it's like red, nude, berry, and like a nudie pink. Then there's pinky, purpley,
the romance collection.
Yep. So there you go. If you like mini liquid lipsticks.
Yeah, they're releasing on June the 1st, as well as the Give Me Glow Summer Vibes palette that we talked about as well. Yeah. So this is available on the same day, which I like when brands do this because it means you can actually place one order, not multiple. We'll get to that because there's a brand that's doing that soon. Not it annoys me. Also, Colourpop did it with their last palettes. Like, why release one on 10th of May and then one on the 25th of May? Because you have to place two fucking orders. Anyway, and then you got to get to the shipping cap and whatever. Yeah. Anyway, so this is releasing on the June the 1st. Mm-hmm. And this is the palette that we've spoken about before. And you can see it in its full... It's its full thing. It's definitely summer vibes. I'm getting summer vibes.
I'm getting summer vibes too, yeah.
I am also getting lemonade palette vibes. Is anyone else...
All right, is anyone else already sick of this pop of yellow, pop of blue, pop of green thing?
Yeah, but that's summer. I'm getting a little bit sick of it. This, once again, not for me.
No.
I like the look of it. I think the swatches look nice. And it's very summer.
Yeah.
But I just am not drawn to these colours.
Yeah, no.
I'm drawn to some individual shades, like watermelon looks nice. You know, Sunny looks nice on its own, but as a whole,
as
I'm
a
like,
whole palette, no, I know.
I wouldn't reach for this.
No, I'd be more inclined to take this, the photo of the palette, go home and look through my collection for the colours that inspire me rather than buying a whole palette for.
Yeah, but also, if I actually, if I bought this palette,
I wouldn't use it.
If I bought this palette, I'd use the bronze and the caramel and maybe the peach.
Exactly.
And then the others, I'm like, oh, they're nice to swatch. They'll go in my swatch drawer when I feel like a nice swatch.
That colour looks pretty. I'm going to touch it.
yeah. That's exactly
lovely.
Right.
Lovely. Where's the tissue?
Yeah. But if you like this, then definitely check it out.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. Jeffree Star.
This is what I was talking about. Releasing things differently, motherfucker. Yeah. No. I didn't call him a motherfucker. I was just being rude because this is the second time we filmed this.
Yeah.
I'm getting fancy.
Yeah.
So this, he's shown his new summer palette called Thirsty. Mm-hmm. So it's an eyeshadow palette. Well, eyeshadow / pressed pigment palette. We know what that means.
Yeah.
It means that some aren't eye safe technically. Mm-hmm. But it's got 15 shades, 10 mattes and 5 ultra metallics. Mm. So it's the same pan size as Blood Sugar.
Okay, so he's adopted that.
Yes, and it I prefer that.
I'm wondering if like the palette is going to be the same size as Blood Sugar, except not as bulky because of the packaging.
Yes, I would say that's a good assumption to make. But this is coming out middle of June, right? Mm. Now, he's also got liquid frosts. So these are liquid highlighters coming out July. And also we still haven't seen the quality bundle that's coming out 1st of June. So if you really like Jeffree Star, you're going to be paying shipping three times coming up very soon. But he will be doing a video talking all about this. He's also,
and you know what we're going to do? Take a million screenshots and talk all about it.
Yeah, that angers people for some reason. People don't like that we talk about... The more information we have, the more we talk about a product.
Yep.
But they don't they don't realise
they
that.
Don't get it.
No, anyway, whatever. But this also, he did a little orange emoji.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this is going to be a very orange. Probably the yellow, probably, you know, that kind of summery theme. And we've also seen some packagings for liquid lipsticks and the lip scrubs. So,
excellent.
That is that.
Cool. L'Oreal. So they've got some new products that are sort of additions to existing ranges. So the Lash Paradise Mascara now has a voluminous Lash Paradise Primer. That's $9.99 US. There is also, wait fucking for it, Voluminous Lash Paradise Liquid Eyeliner. And I believe this is rose gold.
So you want to make your liner have more volume?
Yeah, I don't know why the fuck they
I understand that. No, I still don't even understand that because the range, okay, is Lash Paradise.
Yeah.
It's a fucking eyeliner.
They could have just called it Lash Paradise Liquid Eyeliner. So there's a black one and a rose gold. The rose gold, I want to see it. I want to know if it's good.
Mm-hmm. All right, Manny MUA clearly doesn't know the beauty news schedule, which I'm very upset about. So he's got a reveal of his product, which everyone knows by now. It's an eyeshadow palette, yeah. I'm pretty sure. Maybe more. We don't even know. But it is certified cruelty-free. Mm-hmm. He showed the little logo. But the reveal is going to be on the 26th of May. Now, it is not the 26th of May as of filming this.
No.
And it is fucking annoying. So, as you're watching this, go to our Instagram because we will post about it.
Yeah.
Or join our Facebook groups. People will discuss it if you want to see more. But we will have to talk about this on Friday's episode as an unfortunate update because, Manny, you got to know our schedule, man. Like, Manny, this is off for
also,
us.
Also, Manny, stop talking about this shit for so long. It's already boring.
Look, shit takes time. I think problem. I think the problem with influencers, and like, is that I don't think they realize how long it's going to take to create a brand.
Yeah.
So they hype it up too early.
Yeah.
I'm not getting angry at him for that.
No.
Because he was excited, but, you know.
No, it's fair that he was excited. I definitely
agree
with that.
It's not Jaclyn Hill who's saying Jaclyn Hill Cosmetics is coming out at the start of 2017.
Fuck, man, that was nearly 2 years ago. Yeah. And Marc Jacobs have a new eyeshadow palette that they are adding to their iconic longwear eyeshadow palette range. This one looks to be going with the cool tone theme and a bright yellowy gold.
Yeah, it's weird. Look, I've actually used that combination before and it's not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, they work.
They do work. But I can understand why it is confusing people.
So the palette is called Socialize. It's going to retail for $49 and be available at Neiman Marcus. Looks like it's exclusive.
Yeah, one thing I actually don't mind about this is if you have a look at it close up, it looks like that what looks like a black is actually a dark green.
Possibly.
Which I think works well with that gold. And only really the main cool thing there is the grey.
Yeah.
So it depends on the photo you're looking at. It's interesting. We've also got an update on the Enamoured Hydrating Lip Gloss Stick. It is currently available on the Marc Jacobs Beauty website. So if you wanted these, you can go get them, which lucky ducks because they look fucking rad.
They do.
Otherwise, they're launching from the 31st of May at the Marc Jacobs website. I think Marc Jacobs and Marc Jacobs Beauty are different websites. Mm-hmm. I don't know. The Sephora US, Bergdorf's, Neiman Marcus, and Net-a-Porter. So from the 31st. So slowly rolling out. I did hear, I think, maybe other countries, maybe June. So okay. I want to get one. They look really pretty.
They do look nice.
I want Sugar Sugar.
Yeah, that is nice. I kind of like that peach one above it. Oh, it's called Preach. I see what you did there.
I see it.
Okay, Melt Cosmetics, the Gemini palette. So we have seen the full palette. Two shades that we haven't discussed were Luna, which is like a honey beige color, and Gemini.
Yeah.
The palette's namesake. So this one looks like a vermilion duochrome.
Yeah.
With a nice gold shift. So that's cool. And it is going up for pre-sale, is that correct?
I think you can possibly get early access to it at some point if you're signed up for their mailing list.
Yeah.
But we're not too sure about the details yet.
Right.
We do know the price. Now, it's $58, which is a lot of money, but it is what it is. And their stacks are expensive as well.
Yeah, they are.
So... but that ends up being around just under $77.
Yeah.
So this is sort of in the realm of Urban Decay, Naked palette. So a lot of people are like, oh, this is so expensive. And it is pretty expensive, but I heard that their quality is supposed to be really good. And I think the colors are really interesting. A few people have pointed out that they find the greens really interesting, and then the other warm side is a bit like, come on guys,
stuff that people have already got.
And I feel that if they chucked in another like forest green and maybe went a little bit less heavy-handed with the browns, I think this would have nailed it. But It is what it is. We've got Wet n Wild. They've got a new mascara, but we thought we'd mention it here because it's just a new shade of an existing mascara. This is called Renegade. No, it's called Avenging Amethyst, and it's the Renegade Mascara. Now, this is $5.99, and it's available now. And what's really cool about it, not only is it a purple eye, mascara, which is kind of cool in itself, but $1 from every purchase will go to Appalachian Wildlife Refuge.
I love it.
So this is a not-for-profit wildlife rehabilitation program, which is fantastic. And it's not even just being like, you know, we're giving a few cents. They're giving $1 out of a $6 product.
It's. I think that is a really, really good...
Yeah.
Like...
It's really good.
They're doing well.
But also what they do, which is really fantastic, and I think they've had this program for quite some time now, but every time you buy a mascara, you get a replied paid envelope where you can ship back your used mascara wands. They will donate it to Wands for Wildlife, which is a recycle program that uses wands in wildlife rehabilitation centers where they get rid of, like, bugs and... ticks and stuff.
Because they've got to go animals. Through their hair. And,
So it's like a double whammy where there's money that goes to a good cause, and also you can return the wands and...
Recycle the products for a good cause.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's fantastic. One, I love fucking Wet n Wild. Two, I'm kind of fucking digging coloured mascara at the moment. Three, I like the animals. Four, I really, really like the animals. I just love this.
I think it's a smart move.
I think it's fantastic.
I'm just going to mention quickly, while Hayley's searching for a Beauty News VIP to mention... Who's it going to be? Maybelline have also just released a new coloured mascara. It's their Falsies mascara in Navy Glam. Mm. This is a fucking rad colour. I would happily change... black to this color.
Give me all of the colored mascara.
I like it. It's so good. So it's available now at Amazon in the US. So fucking bring it to the rest of the world, please, Maybelline, because I want navy mascara.
All right. Our beauty news VIP for this episode is What a Whimsy.
Cool name.
Fucking rad name. I like your display picture too. Thank you so much for your support.
We love you.
And thank you to everyone who supports Beauty News, whether you sponsor, subscribe, like, comment, whatever you do, lurk. We love our lurkers too.
Yeah,
it's all good.
That's fine.
We love it all. Yeah.
What a Whimsy. This episode is dedicated to you.
Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you in the next one. Bye.